We are on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We had in the Mishnah, for the Tosi, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Nishbal Ha'etzem, if one of the Atzomes, before we had learned that was Nechtach, the Nechtachu Ragleo, Minakuva Lamato Ksheira, Minakuva Ulamayla Psulim, and let's just refresh our memory, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, here again we have a memory of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav learned Pshat, Akuva means Akuva Nimkeres Im Haroish. So if it was Nechtach, Minakuva Ulamayla, it's possible. Right over the Akuva, it is possible because you pegay with the Tzumas Agidim, so it's possible. V'chein shenitol Tzumas Agidim. And we heard that Ule asked Rabbi Yehuda if we're speaking about Akuva Nimkeres Im Haroish, so why does it repeat? The Mishnah is redundant. It says, Nechtach, Nechtach Agleo min Akuva Lamaylo Psule, and that's because it was Nechtach the Tzumas Agidim, and then it says, V'chein Shenitol Tzumas Agidim. So why does it have to repeat twice the Psul of Tzumas Agidim? So Rav Yehuda wanted to answer him that really the Mishnah means, in the first case, it means it wasn't Nechtach. Minakuva Lamaila Posol Afila wasn't Nechtach Kuloi. And also Nito Tzumas Agidim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda wanted to answer him, and he asked for Nechtachu Ktani. Nechtachu means it was completely severed. That is why the Teretz is not a good Teretz. Now, then the Mishnah says further, Nishbar Ha'etzem. Now we're speaking about the Etzem, the bone was broken. So here we're speaking about as follows. So it says, Im roiv ha-boser kayim shchitosim mitarosei. If roiv of the boser is kayim, so the shchita is metayer. So the shchita is metayer the eva. Vim lav ein shchitosim mitarosei, because then it's an eva ha-meduldo, and an eva ha-meduldo, the shchita is not metayer. The shchita is not matter, not matayer. Especially means it's matter. Umutta bachila, Rashi says. Im lav ein shchitos mitarosei, because it's a neva hamedulda. So let us see the Gemara. It's a perich in the middle of the omit. Nishbar ha'etzer. Omar Rav. So Rav said, Lamaila minakuve. If the etzem was nishba lamaila minakuve, so here we're speaking about the etzem of the sheik. Is imroiv habosor kayim, if it is surrounded by roiv bosor, we'll see later exactly what this means. Is zev zemuta, so the behema is not treif, because it's going to heal. And the Eivor is also Mutter, because it's not an Eivor, Hamadudo. Vimla, but what is, if Reiv of the Bosa is not Kayim, so it will not heal, is Zev is there also, so there won't be any healing process. So the Behemoth is Trey, And the Eivor is an Eivor on the Dudu. Bimlav, Zev is there also. Lamata minakuvet. What is, if the Etzem broke Lamata minakuvet, that means minakuvet and imkeres haroish lamata. So then there's no treifus whatsoever. It's like this. Imroiv abosakayim, Zev is there mutter. Bloy Vosar is kind as ever is a mutter. So there's no problem. It's not an Eva Medudu and Imlav Eva also, because the Eva will not grow back. But the Hema Muteres, because there's no problem there's no problem in Akuva Lamato, there's no problem of Treitas. So there the Eva, then the Behemoth will be Mutter, and the Eva is also. Let us see Rashi. Lamaila mina Akuva, im Nishbar ha'etzem shom, v'roi boso shala shvire kayim. That means, so there's no problem, it will zicher grow back. Zev is there. Eva ubehema mutter, it's not a Eva hamedudu, there's no treifes. Vim lav, zev is there also. Of not, zev is there also. Umas nisen diktoni im lav ein shchitosoi mitaharosoi, demashme Eva rosa. That's a Rashi, it's a pshat in the Mishnah that if it's not roiv bosa choifes, so it's an eva medudu, so the shchita will not be matter the eva. But it seems the Baim is mutter. Masnisen diktoni im lav ein shchitosei mitaharosei demash meiva rosa baim amuteres alamata min arkuva koma, it's going on alamata min arkuva. So lamata mina akuvim, there's no problem of treifes whatsoever. Just we had nechtach. Lamata mina akuvim is kosher. There's no problem of treifes. So the Mishnah is speaking about lamata mina akuvim. But nishba ha'etzem lamayla mina akuvim, ve'ein reif vosar kaim, so then the beim is treif. It's not only a problem in the yeva, it's a problem. Not only a problem in the Eva, it's a problem in the Behemoth, the Betz and Behemoth. Right? Now, before we go further, I'd like to learn one Tosfos. Vim lav zev zeh osa. We're talking about lamaylo mina akuve, and ein reiv osa kayim, so the Behemoth is also osa. Frek Tosfos, vohodik toni reisho, Nechtachu ragleo min arkuvo lamayla. It seems it's only trei when it's nechtach. Hu adin ami nishbar etzem. According to Rav, afilu nishbar etzem, vein reiv vosar kayim. It's also trei. Nishbar etzem is trei. I said, why does it say nechtach? Vagav seife, nokat nechtachu. De lamat afilu nechtachu legamri kshero. So ichat nechtach is a revus in the seife. That if it's nechtach, it's also kosher, if it's lamato, if it's mina rekuva lamato. So therefore, in the reish, it said nechtach is treif. But uva de nishbar etzem is also treif. So, became the seira. So we see from Tosfos, Pemson, the kasha, that Ula asked on Rav. Rav Lamaisa said this. Rav Lamaisa said that lamaylo, mina kuve means it is straight, right over the kuve atachtoine, it is straight because you poigeya and the tzumas agidim. So yes, the makasha, so why does it say these two dinim chensha nitl tzumas agidim? So Rav had answered that because if I can't, the Mishnah means nechtach means in the tzumas agidim akayim, and nechtach alone is apsul, even the tzumas agidim akayim, and then is apsul of tzumas agidim. The Ula asked him, it says nechtach. Why did it say nechtach? So I mean, here Taisha says, the teretz still is kasha. You're right. Doesn't it to say nechtach? Since the seif it says nechtach, that if all nechtach legamri is kasha, lamati mekubus, this is lamayla also nechtach. But we see Bemison, Rav, Taka held the kasha. He didn't want to answer Ula. Ula learned the nechtach is dafke, so ishtik. He didn't want to answer him. But lamaisa, Rav himself held that it's lav davke nechtach, who had the nishbar ha'etzem, lemaila min ha'akuvi, it's great, I feel that the tumas agidim ha'kayim. That's what Rav takel. That's Rav. Ushmuel amar, and Shmuel held, Bein le meila, bein le mata. Sei le meila, sei le mata, im roi vosa kaim zeve zemutach. That's what everyone agrees. Im lav, eva rosa ubehima muteres. So Shmuel holds, Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and he holds that if the tzumis hagidim are kayim, even though the eiver is an eiver amedudo, so we have to know the eiver can't grow back. So, mistama, how long the tzumis hagidim will last, basically, but al kaponim Shmuel elbot kolz man, the tzumis hagidim are kayim, the behema is not trek. So that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel. If it's nishbar ha'etzem, the ein roi vosa kaim, it will not grow back, it will not go back, but Shmuel holds, if the tzumis agidim akayim, it is not trek. Let us see Rashi. Shmuel masnisen bein lemayla bein lemata koma. Vishoni lo lemasnisim bein nechtachu legamri lenishbar ha'etzem mishem dahoche gidim kaimi. He holds as long as the gidim are kaim, even though the etzem is nishbar and there's no reivosar and the tzichel will not grow back, but kol's man the tzumis ha'gidim are kaim, it's not right. And Rav holds, because Rav holds that alone is a tarfis, that the nishbar ha'etzem, if it will not grow back. Maski flo Rav Nachman l'shmu. So Rav Nachman has takasha to shmu. Yoimru, he says, he don't understand. How could you say that the behemoth is kosher? Yoimru, eiver mimeno mutal ba'ashpa umuteres. That means, when you're going to shech the behemoth, you're going to cut off the eiver, because the eiver didn't become mutter with the shchita, the eiver did not become mutter with the shchita sabehemoth. So you're going to cut off the eiver. So we see that the eiver is not connected with the rest of the behemoth, and you're going to cut off the eiver with the tzumas agidim also. So l'chayre, Rav Nachman es Shmuel, al kaponim, you can't be matter the behemoth. If people see you have to cut off the eiver, and it's mutl ba'ashpa, so it seems there's no connection at all that the eiver has with the behemoth. So memele, there's no connection that the behemoth has, that the eiver has with the behemoth. So kaponim mi the rabbanon, you should ask the behemoth. Omalei Rav Ache bar Rav Hune le Rav Nachman. So he's asking a kasha on Shmuel. But Rav Nami, she also has a kasha on Rav. Rav said that lemata min ha'kuvet, the Eiver is awesome. The Behem is muta. So also the same thing. Yoibru, Eiver, Mimena, Mutu, Ba'ashp, Umuteres, and the Behem is muta. Amalei, so Rav Nachman told them, Hochi kamin. My kash is like this. My kash is only on Shmuel. Eiver shechoya mimeno mutol ba'ashpe. The whole chiyus of the behemoth. The whole chiyus of the behemoth is because of this eiver. And it's mutol ba'ashpe. So we see that the eiver has no shaykhis with the behemoth. That's a muteres. How could we be matter the behemah? Al kaponim the rabbanon, we should ask the behemah. Ma she'enke me'al kuvo lemato. So what is? So that's mutal ba'ashka, but that me'al kuvo lemato does not at all affect the behemah. Fine. So that was Rav Nachman's kasha on Shmuel. It could be the kasha mutal ba'ashpa is that people will see the eiver mutal ba'ashpa and they will not know when it was cut off, and they'll be under the impression that it was cut off already before the shchita. So then b'shas the shchita there was nifsiko tzumas hagidim. Maybe that was the kasha that Rav Nachman asked on Shmuel. But according to Rav, there's no problem whatsoever. Sholchu mitam, they send from Eretz Yisrael, Hilchese kevosei derav. We paskin like Rav, that nishbar ho'etzem, lemaila, mekuva lemaila, nishbar ha'etzem, it is straight. That was the first psak. Hadu sholchu, then later they changed their mind in Marove. They said sholchu kevosei dishmu. Hadu sholchu kevosei derav. Seems there were conflicting opinions. Rabbi said they ended up by saying we paskin like Rav, that nishbal ha'etzem lamaylam and akuvah is treif, the eva atzmoi metame b'mase. And the eva, so now they're saying it's metame b'mase, that means shchita ois and nipple, and we say that ki'ilu it fell off before the shchita, so it's an eva min achai, Masiv Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda asked a kasha on the Bnei Marove. We had a memra of Rav Meir. Rav Meir was choylik on the Chachomim. The Chachomim said that it was Haitzi, Uber was Haitzi as a Eber, and you shechted the aim. So the Chachomim said, even though the Eber is also, but it's not Tomei, the Uber is not called Maga Nevele, it's Maga Shchita Streife, so that's only possible by Kochim. That was what the Chachamim said. And Rameyeh told them, this is the Loshon of the Baraisa, Loi im Tiero Shchita Streife Oiso, he says, that's true. That a treif, shchit of a treif, it could be metair, a treif, it's not metama tumas nevele, vesa eivar amedudu bo, could also be metair and eivar amedudu, dover she gufa, because there the shchit is, and the gufa behemet, so that we say, that the shchit is metair, the treif, it's also metair and eivar amedudu. But the shchita should be metar the aver hayoytze from an uber. How can the shchita be metar that's a dover she'ine gufa? They hold by Rame holds by the uber. We say shchita is a nipple. But by atzma we don't say shchita is a nipple. So bekitzer, so the Rav Chisda asked Akashus, he doesn't understand the Bnei Marove sholchem mitam. The Eivor Atzmo Metame B'Masev, so he's saying that the Eivor is Tomei Tumas Nevela. That Meir himself said that the Eivor is not Metame B'Masev. He forgot, I said that he understood that the Eivor is not Metame B'Masev. The Yad Ha'uber, he said, is Metame B'Masev. Omar Lei Rabbe, so Rabbe Rakashan Rav Chisda, Haduri Apilche Lomaloch says, you had to ask a kasha on the Bnei Marove from a Baraisa. You had to find a Baraisa. The Baraisas are not so popular. Not everyone knew all the Baraisas. I see we must listen. You should have asked one enough in the Mishnah. Why did you ask one Baraisa? We learned in the Mishnah, Nishchato Behema. Now this is talking about the Mishnah is speaking about the Shechter the Behime. We're speaking about a Bosa Medudu, Neva Hamedudu. Is Nishchata Behime, Hukshiru Bedome Odibre Rameya. So the Aver becomes Hukshir Bedam Shchite. And Memele, so if the Sheretz will touch the Aver is Mekabutu. So what do we see from this Mishnah? That the Aver, it doesn't have too much Nevela. We say shchita ain't a oise nipple, and it's toil. So why did you have to ask from a baraisa? Ask from a mishnah. As Ramey says in the mishnah, nishchata behema hukshiru bedomer, it's mekabel tumas oichlim. You need hechsher. Divrei Ramey, Rav Shimon oima lo yukshiru. Rav Shimon knows dam shchita is not machsher. So So why did we, well, he said, yes, Rav Chita, why did you have to ask from a Barais? Why did you ask from a Mishnah? Ama alai masnisin ike litruye kididachinam. I mean, the Gemara before it said, maybe the Mishnah that says that it's Hukshir b'damer is speaking about Bosa min achai, or Bosa from the Eva min achai, that it doesn't have to Masnevelis. Then you need Hechsher, but could be the Eva alone is Mamish to Masnevelis. So the Mishnah is not Muchach, that the Eva does not have to Masnevelis. So that's why he asked from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says clearly, that Rameya Tainit, that the Shrit is Matar, the Abraham Adudu. So that's the Kashi on the Bnei Marot. Kisolik Rab Zeire, when Rab Zeire went up to Eretz Yisrael, Askechele Rabbi Yirmiyeh Bar Chome, Rabbi Yirmiyeh Bar Chome was a Talmud of Rab. The Yosef Vekoma Laho Shmaita. He said over the Shmaita, that's what? That if Menakuba Ulamailo, it's Nishbar Ha'etzem, it's treif. If it's Ein Roy Bosa Kayim, it is treif. That's what Rab Zeire heard from Rab Yirmiyeh Bar Chome. Omale, Yiyasha, oh, you're saying very good, it's right, Taka, Nishbar Ha'etzem is Taka treif. V'chein tirgema ayach v'bovel. Ayach and bovel, we'll see soon who ayach is, also said the same thing. And bovel, he also said, that with nishbar ha'etzem, it's straight. Frekte gemore, ayach mono shmur. Shmur said it's straight. But mitlik polig, forget, shmur said that it's not straight. That he said, v'milamala v'ilamamato, the aver is, the Eber is also, but the Beim is Mutter. And for the Gemara, the Beim Shmuel Gabi Darab. Shmuel was Chayzer, and a Mele. So we hear from Rab Zeire, the last opinion of Shmuel was like Rab, that it's straight. Zot Rashi, the Eber Atzmei Mitama B'Maseh, the Shrita Oise Nippo. Meisvei Alma in Shrita Oise Nippo. Aduri Apirchi Lasuvi Mibraise Sheini Yedu Alakil. Oise Mimas Nisan Yishereske Kashi from the Mishnah. Sheshkure Bebeis HaMedrash Bepikulam. Everyone knew the Mishnah. Nisnan Bohoir Varoite. Ha'ever Vahabosa Amedudolem. Nishrita Habeheime. Hurshuru the Kabbal Tumis Oichlem, that the Eber is Hurshul Kabbal Tumis Oichlem, to the Shrit, Alma Eimba Tumis Nevelis. Rab Shimon knows the Hurshur also Meforish Taime. So he says, if I would ask from the Mishnah, I would say, Kidu Dachina La'el Bepirkin, my Hurshur Abosa Koma. Maybe it's going at the bottom. Dinami Shrita is a nipple. A fellow will say Shrita is a nipple. We consider like it's an Eva Minachai. Ain't Tumas Nevela Babosa Perish Minachai. The Gidim Batsomas Binin Kidiala Fossum. That the Shrita is a nipple is only on an Eva, not on Bosa. Lahosh Maita the Rav. Aces. So Rav Yirmiyeh Bar Chome said over the Shmaita the Rav. Domalel im Lav Zevizosa. So, others want to say that Aryeh Melech. Others want to say Aryeh is a Loshen Ari, and Ari is Melech Shebechayis. Others want to say Aryeh is a Loshen Reicho, Reicho is a Melech. But Aryeh Melech, so in Dine Momenes, he was the Shoifet, he was the expert. Eloso, it's a Loshen, the Yavet says Al Issa, but in Issa we don't paskin like him. And Issa, We paskin like Rav. It was a melech, but al Yisrael. The hilchus a kevosai bedini. Zog to Gemara weiter. Let us see the Sichas Chulam, so we'll know what we're speaking about. That's tough, I involve. Now, Tana Rabbana, Nishbar Ha'etzem, V'yotza L'chutz. The bone broke, V'yotza L'chutz, and it went out, it punctured the skin. Im Oyer U'bosa Choyfen Eschuboi, Muta V'imlav Oso. V'kama U'boi, Ki Oso Rabdimi Omer Rab Yochanan, Roiv Ovyoi, V'omri lo Roiv Hekeifoi. Now let us look in Tov Ayin Vov. So Roiv Ovyoi, let us look, we'll see the Rashi on top of the Sichas Chulin. Roiv Ovyoi, Shlo Yotzo Roiv Oivei Hashvira Luchot. That means, we look at the Oivei of the Etzem. The Etzem has a thickness. Shloyotza raiv oivi ashvira lechutz, elamiyut chlal ha'etzem niglo, a little bit of the chlal ha'etzem, that means the cholodachzer means the empty space where the mokim ha'sheva, that's nire bechutz, niglo, verubai nichse, there's a little bit that's sticking out, and raiv of the etzem is nichse. Let us look in the Sichas Chulin. Masha Perish Rashi, this is in the second column. Shlo yotza raiv oivei hashvirim. Perish Hamadana Yontif, Perish Lepirushai. Chalal ha'etzem shebemokim hanishbo, the chayr of the space, where the bone is broken, so that is the thickness of the shviri, the whole oivi ha'etzem. Dehainu, sh'roiv oiv yahu sh'lo yotzo, roiv chalal ha'etzem achutza, elo yishoyer mechuse bebosa, that means roiv is inside the regu, and there's only a mir that's protruding. Let's just see the next shtickle. Kosav beis Yosef, the kosav kolboy, kosav raivit. Bichuve de davke yotza lechut, sheshalat boy haavir. So that is the problem. If you have roiv of the etzem is bachut, so it is exposed to the air, then it can't heal. Avol nishbar ha'etzem b'chalal ha'guf lifnim. Let's say that the etzem was nishbar in the chalal ha'guf. I mean, it went out of the mokim ha'bosar and it went into the chalal ha'guf, but it's not exposed to the avir. Af al pi sheyotze min ha'bosar legamri. It is b'chalal not surrounded by bosar k'sheira. The kivin shein ha'avir shaylet boy hoda bori atkam. V'yesh oimrim. Shekol yitzis etzem anisk ben yisein ikon l'shayat tzas mochus mamesh tim kai. Neshev yotza lefnim ki yotza lechut dami. That's that. And in the b'richodosh el ha'kabone שגילויו לחוץ שרויים מקצוסוי, והיינו שפי השביר הבוילת ממש לחוץ, and that's it, the rest of the Sheva, because it just punctured a little bit the skin, and you see, just let's see before, Atam Shekshayrov, Vayra Bosa Chaitim Otan on the first column, Vira Chashuch and then Heisha Etzem Nishbaro, Mikom Mokim Shi Bifnim Vashevel Ayotza Lechut La Veroilam, Vayra Vabosa Makifin Oisai, Vimeshech Ha'eis Yurzar Lehistabek Etzem Al Etzem, it will grow back together. Moshe Naroim Gam Bivnei Odom Shvur Yad Ha'eshvur Regu, Sha'aroivim Chayv Shnes Mokim Ha'shvira Ba'etzem Vimeshech Ha'eis Mizdav. וכן אף אם נשכו דקוידם, עדי וכן בכחלום, כי מן שבוסר הזה, מיועד להסחבה, אין זה טריפס, שבלכה יומוס הידי זה. So that is the first lotion, ויוצא לחוץ, הוא יסיין, וכמה כי יוסר עבדים רבי יוחנן, רויב אוביוי. And if רויב אוביוי is בפנים, not only a meat of the אובי העצם is בחוץ, so then it is then it is also. That's Megula or not Megula. Im roiv hekev habosor shesoviv ha'etzem ala shever kayim afilu nepach chlal ha'etzem v'yotzo derech nekev kotn kosher. Yeah. That means that the surrounding means as follows, that even though, let's say, it made a hole, it punctured the skin, and we see the whole oivi of the sheva of the etzem, that's afil nepach lalets miyotadech nekev cotton, we see the whole sheva, but if roiv of the etzem, we see on the picture on the right side, roiv of the etzem is the surrounding, the circular area he has, the roiv of this etzem is mukif ba'oiru boso, so lemaise, so it will grow back together again. If that's, so roiv ovyoi is not the criteria, you need roiv hakeifoi. You need roiv hakeifoi. So now, Omar HaPope, Hilkach Beinen Reiv Ovyoi, Beinen Reiv HaKeifoi. So he says we need both. We need Reiv Ovyoi and Reiv HaKeifoi. But we will see the Rashi, Reiv HaKeifoi, Ovyoi, Shaletzim, Lemal, Lemeritim. That's irrelevant. If you see the Ovi of the Etzim, that's Nizgalim. Im Reiv Hekif Abosor, Sheshoviv, Sheshoviv, Etzim, Ala Shever Kayim, Afilu nepach klal ha'etzem v'yotzo derech nekev kotn, you see the whole mokim ha'sheva kosher v'imroi hekev ha'etzem soviv ha'shvire megula, but if around the etzem it is megula, that means the area of the surrounding the etzem anishba is not surrounded with boso. Afilu kivna blitas roish hashvira litzad bosa hakayim breikol chalal ha'etzem nichse afalochi treifa. Let us turn the page in Sichas Chulin. Let us look in Sichas Chulin. This is the top picture. Vimroiv ha'etzem soviv hashvira megula. That means the area around the shvira is megula. Afilu kivna blitas roish shvira tzad bosar akayim. That means these two roshim, they're facing it. Rekol chlala etzem nichse afilochi treifa. It seems there's some bosar there between the mokim hasheva. Afal pikein, it is treif, because the surrounding area, there's no basar and oir there, and therefore it is treif. Yeah. So my Papa said we need both. Ama ula ama rab yoichanen. Oyer hareyu kebosa. What does Rashi say? Oyer hareyu kebosa. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, im nitol ha-boso mitachas ha-oyer. We said that he needs boso surrounding it. Reve kefer, reve ovyoy. What if the boso was taken away? V'ho-oyer choyfe es ovyoy, but the oyer is choyfe es ovyoy. Ve kefer kosher. Oyer, oyer is equivalent to boso. Oyer hareyu keboso. Omar Rav Nachman le'ule, ולמה מר עיר מצטרף לבוסו? זה עיר לבוסו קטני. How can you say עיר alone? In the Baraisa it says, the Baraisa says, אם עיר ובוסו חייפן. It means עיר and בוסו. So you need both. But not to say that עיר alone is sufficient. You could say עיר is מצטרף לבוסו. Leim amal er mitzarev lebosa, lechumen leboi chetshiyo vechetshiyo bosa. But not that oir alone is sufficient. Amalei anan oir oi bosa tenina. My gils in the baraisa was oir oi bosa. Ike da amri oma ula oma rab yoichanin oir mitzarev lebosa. It's the second lotion holds that oir alone is not sufficient. The oyer is mitzarev lebosa. You could be half oyer and half bosa. Amalei Rav Nachman leule leima mar oyer mashlim lebosa lechumre. That means that the roiv has to be bosa because the Mishnah doesn't mention oyer. The Mishnah mentions bosa. So if the baraisa was meisef oyer, so that means the oyer is mitzarev the bosa, but the iker is the bosa. What does Rashi say? V'leim amal oir mashum lebos, udliboy roi vakisi beboso, mi yuta oir litztar v'enshem lakisi roi v'etzam. But because the Mishnah only mentions boso, so it seems the iker kisui is boso. Omalei ano uvde yedana. I know that chatzi oir and chatzi boso is sufficient. So who ba goizle, it was an oif, a geizel, the Havi by Rabbi Yitzchok, the oir mitzarev lebosav, it broke its foot, and there it was half oir and half bosav, they were mashlam the roif, was half and half, bosav lekam yid Rabbi Yechon of Afsharei. Omalei, bal geizel lekamret, bal geizel de rochich shani. There the oir of a geizel is the qualifications of bosav. So there you take it right, that oir is mitzarev lebosa. But oir of a behem, it could be, it's only mashlim, not mitzarev. Let us see what Rashi says. Ha'goiz lo shenish bura ragloi, d'rochich oiroi, v'fichach choshev kebosa.